Welcome to the Organic Gardener Podcast. I'm your host, Jackie Marie Beyer. Let's get growing.
Welcome to the show. I'm so excited. Marissa's back. We had a little technical difficulty last Friday. Surely if you've listened, you know my sound has been on and off, but I think I fixed it. I spent about 3.5 hours Friday afternoon talking to podcasters, and I think we got it going. So welcome back, Marissa.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
So what's on tap for today?
Well, I figured since, you know, it's the middle of August, we could start by talking about tomatoes.
Awesome. I've been seeing them everywhere.
What are we going to do with all our tomatoes?
Okay.
I actually don't have that many this year, but everybody else I know has an excess of it. So, and you know, you want to be able to can them all and everything, and they don't seem to ripen at exactly the same time that you need them all to, you know, and that bothers me. So it's always like do I have enough ripe at this very moment to can enough salsa or make tomato sauce? And so what I decided to do this year was, and I just did this morning, I went out and picked all my Roma tomatoes, and because I had quite a few of those. I had about a dozen of those. And then I had a couple heirloom tomatoes, and I can't remember which kind they are, and then a couple golden cherry tomatoes. And I cut them all in half, just tossed them in a cast iron enamel cook thing. Pot. Oh, my gosh. Did I really just forget the word for pot? I obviously
we'll just
have
edit
not...
that out.
No, that's cool. We can keep it in there.
That's funny, because I was thinking you always have like these neat terms and different, like certain, you know, you pronounce everything so perfectly. And
I forget basic words like pot.
Yeah. What was the other one? We were the dish under the container pot for the plant. You're like,
oh, yeah, dish. Yeah. That the dish thingamajig. I use thingamajig for a lot of things. So anyways, the pot, I have a smaller Le Creuset pot casserole dish. It's not a casserole dish, it's a pot. It's got a lid. It's pretty exciting. But so I cut about a dozen tomatoes in half and just tossed the cherry tomatoes in whole, and then I sliced a red onion in half horizontally, so kept it intact, if that makes sense, like the root part was intact, and just peeled off the outer layer and put the half of an onion in whole, mm-hmm. and then a stick of butter and a couple of sprigs of oregano that I tied with kitchen twine so they're easy to pluck out. And then, just maybe like a tablespoon of spicy tomato paste. And that has been simmering on my stove since about 9 o'clock this morning. It's the most simple of tomato sauces you can do. In the wintertime, I like to do it because it smells the house up really nicely. And I hate that I have to buy store or use store-bought tomatoes sometimes, but, you know, what are you going to do? Or you can use a can of San Marzano plum tomatoes, which is, it's just one big can of that. And it's a super simple tomato sauce. And then I like to pour it over goat cheese polenta in the wintertime. It's this, like, creamy, delicious, comfort foody thing. So what I'm doing right now, I just turned the stove off about 10 minutes ago, and I'm going to let it completely cool.
Okay,
and I'm
quickly, can I just interrupt? So, listeners, so it's been simmering for, what, 3-4 hours?
Yeah, about 4 hours. But, I mean, you can simmer it for as little as 45 minutes.
Okay.
You know, I've definitely made this coming home from work at, you know, 5:30, and it's on the table by 7.
Okay.
And what I like about it is you put everything in the pot, and you literally don't have to touch it. You just forget about it. And so you can go about your evening and then, you know, whip up some polenta or noodles really quickly, and you have dinner, which the major time commitment is just simmering. It's not you actively doing anything in the kitchen, which is my favorite kind of meal to cook on a weeknight.
Me too.
I mean,
do you want to explain how to cook polenta? I either just fry it in a pan, or usually I throw it in the microwave. Is that what you do? Or, and maybe even quickly explain what polenta is to people.
You microwave it, Jackie.
I microwave everything.
I thought I taught you better than that, young lady. Well, first of all, do you buy polenta already? Do you buy it in the log?
Yeah.
Okay, you haven't actually tasted delicious polenta then.
Okay.
The next time you are at the store, so polenta is basically cornmeal. That's literally all it is. Okay. So you can go to the bulk food section, buy cornmeal, and it's like a cup of cornmeal to a cup of water, and you stir until you get this like almost pudding-like consistency, and then I'll throw a log of goat cheese in and stir till the goat cheese is melted, and it is so good. And you just make it on the stovetop. It's super simple. And I'll do like braised short ribs over polenta. Oh. I will do this red sauce, meatballs. I mean, anything. It's a great substitute if you don't want to eat a lot of pasta. Mm-hmm. And it's gluten free, which is nice for some people. So it couldn't be simpler to make. It's kind of like grits. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like a different. It's really awesome. You need to try it from scratch once, because I had only have ever had it buying that log, and then I'd fry it up, and I was like, meh, it's okay, but I'm not too excited about it. And then I tried a recipe that did stovetop with the goat cheese in it, and it was incredible. And so all you do, and what you can do too, if you do want it like toasty, like it's kind of a creamy porridge, but a savory porridge. Mm-hmm. But what you can do too is take a sheet pan, like a cookie sheet, put a piece of parchment paper on it, and you can pour out your polenta on it and kind of flatten it out and let it cool. And then you can cut it, and you could cut it into squares or triangles or circles or really whatever geometric shape floats your boat. And then just fry it in butter or oil on the stovetop.
Do you put garlic in it with your onion?
No, I don't actually. Right. You can. You could certainly throw like a shallot in with the red sauce, or salt and pepper it a little, or a head of garlic. Whatever you want to do. I mean, that's the beauty with a lot of simple recipes. You can kind of make them your own. Mm-hmm. I've definitely thrown a head of garlic in before, or, you know, a shallot instead of a red onion. But yeah, if you want to do your polenta, you know, let it cool, cut it, and then just fry it in a little butter or olive oil, and then serve that. So, you know, you have a nice crisp brown crust. Mm-hmm. Then you could have that over or under your red sauce. Mm-hmm. But, you know, tomatoes are – I love and I hate tomatoes because you know, you have to do something with them so quickly. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the best thing to do with them is just slice them and sprinkle a little sea salt over and eat it. Mm-hmm. But you can always, you know, salsa is a great thing to make in the summertime, and it's quick and you can make it to your liking. All you really need to do is chop up a tomato, a little red onion, some jalapeno, you know, leave the seeds in if you like it spicier, take them out if you don't. And then chop up a little cilantro also. And that makes a really nice quick salsa that'll stay. I mean, you use it for dinner tonight, you know? Mm-hmm.
Do you put vinegar or anything in it?
Nope. Mm-hmm. It's just, so it's more like a pico de gallo, but even when I can salsa, I don't add vinegar. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe a little lime juice to give it a little acidity. But really it's all, the way you taste and what you taste, you know. Mm-hmm. It's totally up to you. What else can you make with tomatoes? I do the red sauce. I make salsa. I really just like to make a ton of red sauce so I can take it out. And I don't can it. I just lay it. I let it cool. Then I put it in a gallon Ziploc bag, freeze it. Like lay it flat and freeze it. And once it's frozen, you can stand it up on its side. Mm-hmm. And if you take one of those out, it makes, you know, it's the perfect amount for 4 or 5 people. And so I can make dinner for the 2 of us, and then we can have leftovers for 1 meal. And so it's a great way to portion it out. I like to, you know, make meatballs in a huge batch and freeze them like that too, so we can just take out what we need, which is really, like, if you're only cooking for one or two people and, you know, you shop at Costco or you make, I don't know how to make a recipe for just two people. I make it in bulk at no matter what, you know, it's the freezer is your friend. It's all about, being able to just take stuff out of your freezer. You know, I have a big wedding I'm catering this weekend. It's 300 people. So I've been, my walk-in or my upright freezer in our shed is full of cupcakes and wedding cake right now.
Oh my goodness.
And so, you know, and I had a wedding a few weeks ago too. So a lot of what John and I have been eating this summer has been stuff I froze over the winter and we just take out. Like, it was raining last week and I had some, Zuppa soup. I think it's called Zuppa soup. It's like Italian sausage, some tomatoes. There's gnocchi in it. And there was a perfect amount for like two bowls of soup and kale. And so I just took that out and ate it, you know, because why turn the oven on when it's 100 flipping degrees outside when you can just reheat some soup on the stovetop? And two, like that way I was cleaning out my freezer knowing that I was going to have to put about 500 cupcakes in it. So I had to make some room. And, you know, we have stuff that we have been taking out of the freezer from a year ago, and it's still good. If you freeze it correctly, it's still good. I actually just spent about 2 hours pitting 10, 20 pounds of cherries that I bought, and they are currently laying on top of all the cupcakes on cookie sheets. I put a piece of parchment paper down and then put all the pitted cherries on top of them. And it's sort of a version of flash freezing because you really can't flash freeze things at home. But it's the quickest way to freeze cherries, because if you were to just dump them right into a bag and then put them in the freezer, they're going to get freezer burn on them. Like, no questions asked. And they're still edible. They're just not going to taste as good.
And why do that to those yummy cherries?
Exactly. And so I'm going to just leave the cherries in the freezer overnight. And tomorrow morning, I'm going to put them in big Ziploc bags and date them and say what they are. And that way I can use them all winter long. And they're going to be just as fresh as they were today when I pitted them. So,
And also that way they don't clump together, right? So you can just grab a handful.
Yeah. Sorry. I was drinking some water there. Yeah, so anytime, like, I go to Costco and I buy, you know, blueberries, raspberries, blackberries, whatever, I'll freeze them if I don't eat them fast enough, because I don't want to throw away fresh berries or, you know, peaches are
a great idea.
Huckleberries are in season, cherries are in season, so why not buy or pick all you can right now and then just freeze them so that you have fresh, awesome stuff to use all winter long. I think it's a really great idea and it's easy. And if you have freezer space, why not do it? I mean, I know that I drink a smoothie when I'm eating well, I drink a smoothie every day for breakfast. And it's super easy to just open that bag up and scoop out a cup of cherries or peaches or whatever and have some deliciousness.
Yeah, one of my guests suggested that earlier this year, and I was like, that's the best tip. And at the time, nectarines were like super cheap and fresh. And so, but unfortunately, I did not get any frozen nectarines. I ended up eating all of them before.
But that
was a bonus terrible. Because, like, for me, even though I'm the veggie, like, I can eat veggies till I'm blue in the face, I have to force myself to eat fruit. So I thought it was a great idea. It was going to help me get my fruit for my smoothies, but.
Yeah. My dad just stopped by. We had a huge windstorm, thunderstorm, like hurricane force winds came through Missoula last night. And there are trees down all over town and power's out still in a lot of places. There are power lines out and radio stations out. And so my brother is on a fire in California. And my dad was over at his place just checking things out because he's got two huge trees. And I have a friend who lives right down the street and she posted a picture on Facebook of her street and it was just lined with trees. And I'm like, oh crap, Aaron's in California. I hope nothing went through his house. And so all he lost were some sunflower stalks, which my dad cut down and brought over to me because he knows sunflowers. Yeah, that's what he walked in the door with. And he lost a couple of peaches off his peach tree, which I didn't know he even had. But his neighbor has been taking care of his garden for him. And so Aaron just lets him take whatever he wants from the garden. And I guess the neighbor's gotten a good 30 peaches off the tree already.
Wow.
Which I'm like, oh, so awesome. I love that you can do that, you know? Mm-hmm. You don't think you can grow peaches in Montana, but I guess you can. He's cool. Also the, you know, he has the foresight to do something like that.
And you said he has the green thumb.
Oh, totally. Totally. I kill things, so.
Me too.
Mostly.
I hear you. Mostly. Watering's my thing. Like, who's got time to water? Though, like, 2 days ago, I was like, I didn't even have time to get to the garden today. Like, I just never left my house. And
I'm not going to lie. Some days are like that. Yeah. I have been working the last 5 days, and today was the first day I actually went out and checked out the garden. Because I'll water it when I get home from work at, like, midnight. Mm-hmm. But I don't really have time to go through and pick things or anything. And it's just... just kind of ridiculous. It's like, oh, I have a lot of kale I need to pick. I have some shard that something has eaten all my shard and I don't know what it is. And my basil stopped growing because I forgot to pluck the flowers off the top. And it's on me. I know exactly what I did. And will I not do it ever again? Doubtful. I'm sure I will screw my garden up in the future. I mean, that's what you do sometimes.
But the best part is getting out there and you got those tomatoes today and you made your tomato sauce and
I know.
Having it when you can.
Well, and it was kind of a, oh, hey, I have a couple of hours today. I'm done with all the cupcakes. All I have to do today is make a wedding cake. No big deal. And so I was like, okay, you know, this is something I can do and still get to everything else on my list today. Because you put it on the pot and you forget it.
I'm kind of like, I have kind of a, if I'm going to do dishes, I might as well make a big mess anyway and do all the dishes at once anyway. Like to me, if I clean my kitchen, then I don't want to cook right then. But if I know I'm going to be doing the dishes or something, I'm like, oh, I might as well cook and dirty this
exactly.
too.
Exactly.
Sounds good, Marissa. Well, another great, meal cooked from the garden with Marissa from the kitchen in Missoula. Tell them how to connect with you.
Thanks, Jackie. You can get a hold of us at Kitchen in Missoula, thekitcheninmissoula@gmail.com, or check out our Facebook page by the same name, and we will have our website up and running soon. As always, if you have any questions or suggestions for topics for Jackie and I, let us know. Thanks.
Thanks, Marissa. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to the Organic Gardener Podcast. I'd like to encourage you to check out our website, organicgardenerpodcast.com. That's just organicgardenerpodcast.com. And you'll see the links to everything that we've talked about today in the show notes page and all the other episodes there. You can easily search for people by name. You can download our ebook on organic gardening basics and subscribe to our newsletter for updates and just different things that are going on. Thanks for listening, and remember to grow.